You have these dates, which were in a vessel. Hanitam ridikanda, you have dates inside a vessel. Yeah. So labosa tracer yache, if the dates are more than 12 months, shasta ven shan, you have to know it's muta. Whereas if they're in, whereas these dates were in a jar already for 12 months. And when you find them now, there are worms in there, those worms are muta. That's nafkamina. Of course, these worms only were first created inside the date now. Because if the worms were there when it was still attached on the tree, and then it would have been also, it would have died by now. We're talking about now, you have these dates that are 12 years old already. That's nafkamina. Since they're 12 years old, for sure the worm that was in it at the time when it was on the tree died already. And the worms you find out have to be new worms that were created in the date. And since they didn't come out yet, the muta b'achila. Now the Mor says, here, Omar Rab says, less boko. So it's type, actually said, I think a type of a zvuv, a type of a fly it is. Less boko bar yoima. There's no this type of a small fly that lives more than a day. And the less didvo, those are regular flies, actually says zvuv, there are no flies, bar shos, that lives more than a year. That's for the flies. Flies can't live more than a year. Omle rab popla bayis, a popla said, Dr. Abayo, the amu yinchi. Either the same that people say there's amu yinchi, shev shani, for 7 years, imra biksa, like the female, biksa's female, fly, that mevaka, she argues like, mevaka ye di imra lo, and chazisa leva mechuza tesocha b'maya, tesolach v'yichrich b'sadinam. So what the people say that for 7 years this worm did this fly argues with the other one, and what? And she says to him like this: that I was once watching a person on Mechuza. He was bathing and he was watching himself. The socha b'maya, he was washing himself in water. The solach, and when he came out, the solach the ichrich b'sadinim, he wrapped himself up in the sheet. The yaisiv yalei. So he came and settled down. So the fly came and settled down in the Yosef Olei, or Motus Minei, and he sucked out some blood from the person. Flohidusli, and you didn't tell me about it. So I called upon him, it says here what? That they had an argument for 7 years. So kids, you see that the flies could live more than 7 years. Here it said they were arguing over this Meiser, that how come you didn't tell me what you did, the modern story. But that's what he said. That's the story, what's going on. So he said back, almost, he said back from a time, according to your reasoning, like, do you believe these stories? No, these are Stamstar fairy tales. He said, time, do you believe these stories? Hodiyam Rinchi. People also say like this. There's also a popular saying like this. That, Shisin Mone Pazola. That means the weight of 60 minus of iron, Tolele Levoka, is hanging on a fly, the kunisa, whatever that is, on a part of the kunisa, as she say, mato klemer vizoyberch nesus kaveda. Right, no. I'm not sure. The kitzur has a weight of 60 pounds there of iron on the fly. That's what people say. So it doesn't make any sense. So, Miika Gemara says, Miika iu gufe, is that possible? How big is the end of the fly itself? Come heavy, how big is a fly? How could you have 60 pounds on it? Ella b'monaditu. Eremai is talking about their own type of weights, whatever the fly, like fly talk, whatever they call 60 pounds, it must be like nothing. If so, hokinami b'shonaditu. Here, when the statement is that the ants, the flies, had an argument together for 7 years, doesn't really mean 7 years. It means their 7 years, the way they talk. Which can mean half a year. But Koponim, it's not kasher, we're saying now that these flies cannot live more than a year. Yeah. Mora says, Tanan also learned over there, Gemara Becheris, that Behema Balas Heraglam, you have an animal that has 5 legs to it, or Yishem Lashos only has 3 legs to it, Harei Zimum. That's called the mum, you can't use it for Korbim. Omer Afuna, Lashonu Alashachosar Vyeser Biyad. means the front ones, either too much or too little. Avochosav yesab regal, the back ones, that's treifa namihevei. Not only is it a mum, but that's also called the treifa. That's worse. My time, what's the reason? Kol yeser kenoto domi. The more that's there, it feels like it's taken away. So it's like taking away your back leg, that makes it for treifa. That she says, cannot that I've taken off. Yes, sir, echod, kechoser echod, every kabbalist regal echod, utrefa, every kishmutas yerech the beima. That's like shmutas yerech, the back legs, that makes it for treifa. One says, who he used to as an animal to ever lay tarte sani divi. It had two sani divis it had in it. So the shaila was, is it a treifa or not? Yeah. All right, so Rashi says, well, the Boidil Christian currently, kids that had two of them. So, they brought it to Ravina, and for Treifa, they said it was Treifa. Midrafuna, from Rafuna's Alocha. From who is a locha that called yester is kenotodomi. So the extra one is still like it's taken off, it's missing, therefore it's called the treifa. So treifa called rafuna. But the shavchen ladod, if they're open up one to another, then share is called like one big one. That's not called the treifa then. And he gufsa devinofim lebekosi. There was also hagufsa, there was like a tube. Devinofim lebekosi. It came out from the bekosi. Lehov lila. There was a tube coming from this part. Rashi says, "Kumaykana bosa," that came from one stomach to another stomach. So, Sov Rav Rashi, they thought to say it's treifa. Omle Rav Huna, ma ba'chid Rav Rashi. So, Rav Huna, ma ba'funa chi yisat Rav Rashi. Kolhani chivu b'yosa hachi yislu. All the animals have like this. That's not a treifa. That's normal for an animal to have this type of a tube going from like one stomach to another stomach. So, that's a normal thing. Ahu gufsa again is not a type of a tube. That also went from this type of animal to another type, from this stomach to the other one, lekarso. So again, sav mavra avashi lachshuva toras kosher. Amale ravoshiya auto kulu bechad mechisa machtina. Everything with one needle. Heichad yitmit muir. We learned clearly it's kosher and it's not it's kosher. But heichad lo yitmit. We didn't learn. So over here we didn't learn. Here would be treifa. Hey, you nosin b'shelo Rav Tavchai di Tzipora. He was the head of the butchers in Tzipora. That lefnifon of Rebbe. Al shnei bnei mayim. If there are two like intestines, al shnei bnei mayim, hayetzim lebehei b'kechad. That goes out of the animal like once. Like when they open it up, they see like two sets of intestines coming out. She treifa. That's also treifa. The animal can't live that way. It's a similar to treifa. Or connect them to your kshera. But by a bird, if you find two sets of intestines there, that's not a treifa, that's kshera. The medvamu woman just said, the yotzim mishneh mekom, they come out two different places. Ah, the yotzim mekom, they come out in one place, the cholin at kietzpa, and it comes to small, it ends off, like the size of a finger, kshera. Then it's not a kosher, that's not called a treifa. If it ends off the size of a finger, that's kosher. It's hard to say. That's the Mitzvah said that this animal won't die, that animal will die. Pligibo Ravami Ravasi. Chadamu 1 says, Hu Dahadri Viarvi. That's what these two sets eventually mixed up together. They do mix in one to another. The Chadamu 1 says, No, Afagav Lehadri Viarvi. They're not mixed up together. Still it's Kshera. Zivushlam Lamandi Yomu Hu Dahadri Viarvi. Hanu Diktoni Ad Ketzba. That comes so small down to an etzba, meaning both of them joined together. And the man diom afagav lehadri viyadu, they're all mixed together. What's the lashon of kietzpa? Kietzpa milamata just means on the bottom of it. On the bottom of this set of intestines, it has to come down to a size of an etzpa. But not that the two bnei mayin mix one into another. Even though they don't mix into one another, still he holds, still would be kosher. Then it says, Yehuda holds that if the feathers, the small feathers attached to the body were taken away, that's a treifa by your birds. Om Reb Yochanan, we have Yehuda and Reb Yishmael, they both say one thing. Yehud or the one we just said, that if you're missing the small feathers of the bird, that makes him for treifa. We have Yishma, that's now we learned. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Hanoitza Mitztarefes. Rabbi Shmuel says what? That the feathers are Mitztarefes. Yeah, Mitztarefes. And it wasn't me, Mitztarefes. She said, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Choshul Noitza, he holds what the feathers call like the skin. The Yom Noitza Mitztarefes, like Kazayas, Lefago, Bechate Seif. Yemokam Nas Loch, like Kazayas, Beinoitza Vior, Ubosa. So kids, you see, Rishmol also considers the feathers like the skin. So just like if you dissolve, like if you skin an animal, it's called a treifa. So what then you take off the feathers of the bird, it's called a treifa. So you see, those feathers is called like the skin. See, Rishmol also holds that this feathers is like the skin of the chicken, the skin of the oif, that will be even starved if you have a machshavas pigle to eat this or to burn this. That the feathers also has locha like the skin. So Rishmol also holds like that. Hanoitz Mitzrefes. Amr of Rav says no. Do Malay, maybe it's not that way. Ah, Kanakram Yehuda Hachel Linya Treifa. The Lech and Midi, the Megan Alay, it's a swallow here. If you took off all his feathers, nothing protects it, it's called a Treifa. Ah, Linya, if Gulay, to have a Machshavas of Tigul, Krabon and Srilay, maybe they all know that the Mah, you don't burn the feathers, you're supposed to take off the feathers before you burn the Yif. So maybe the feathers are not called part of a Zafas Barak Torah. So maybe in the Gayat Machshavas Tigul, if you want to burn a Kazayas, the feathers cannot be mitzvah. And also, Viyakamakrab Yishmol Osamel Linyin, if Gulay, the Gayatha Pigle, Av Linyin Treifa, Guni Le Megan. It could be even Rabbi Shmuel says no. So Linyin Pigle that he says, it's called Kiskin. Av Linyin Treifa, could be he also know that the feathers don't protect it anyway. So if even if you take off the feathers, maybe you won't make it into a pigle, it won't make it into a treifa. Now the feathers don't protect the bird. What protects its own skin? So therefore, maybe hold it won't be a treifa. Yeah. It was Ahuzas Hadam, if an animal what has to have some bloodletting from it. It has too much blood inside the animal, it got sick because of that. And else for Yamushonas, which is a smoke went inside its goof. It got sick because it got too much fumes went inside it. Or else for Yamutanenis, it caught a cold, it got cold. The Shaochla Haraitfi. Or else, if an ate haradufni, where she says, Sama Mavs Abayim ate something poison. Vishloch letzeres tanagolim was an animal that ate the waste of a tanagolim. Or she shasa samayim haroyim, or else even though it drank bad water, still kshayra. Because even though this animal may die, but there's nothing wrong with its body itself. See, if it's not a treifa, see, if it shecht it first before it dies, it's a good shechita. Ochle sama mavs. Or Shekish, let's say it ate Mamis Samhamovis, because it's the same thing as Adumivim. Now she says, Lech Samhamovis Ashu Samhamovis Lodim. If they ate some, they'll even kill a person. Or Shekish Anochish, or else if a snake bit it, same thing with Teres Mishun Treifa. As this is a treifa, it's not because there's nothing wrong with the animal. There's nothing missing in the animal. It may die, but if you shech before it dies, it's a good shechita. But if you assume Mishun Kronos of Ashes, because also for a person to eat it, because he may die from it, since there's poison in it, or else it's a nochish put poison in it, then a man may die if he eats from it. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel's like this, Halita Chalsis Treifa. If you force it, if it swallows down our forces, that makes it a Chalsis, that makes it into Treifa. Chalsis, Rashi says, Chadus, that grit is very sharp. So if a Maitan Gemara says, Dimitkva Leil Lamainai, for sure when he eats this, it punctures holes in his organs. Therefore, becomes a treifa. Moser Rashizvi, Achuzah Sadam, V'mishon V'mishoch Le'vadufni, V'shoch Le'tzeres Tekanam, V'shoch Sadam Royim, Halita Tiyo, Chalsas V'polim, Ochas Amamavis Ksheira. So still, even though he's this Chalsas, still it's kosher. Hechi Shonoch, Hashay Shonosh, Le'kel, V'shoy Tumateris, V'shun Treifa, V'shun Mishon Sekos Nefoshes. So Chol Kashas, Chalsas, Achilsas, Kashas Amamavis, Amamavis. So Chalsas, Chalsas, Achalsas, Le'kashem, Kan Ba'olin, Kan Ba'kotin. By the leaves, it's okay. Can be cut with some. That's more stronger. That's like a chashan. They will make it for treifa. So what's the moment like kasha? How did they hold the yodim? If they ate its own, some of it is kasha for a man to eat it. If it ate poison that he could even kill a person, then it's also for a person to eat it. But some of it is very behind the wadim center is adufni. So I got the some of it. He has two types of some of it. So the behemoth, two types of poison for behemoth. There's this type of some of it. will not kill a man, will only kill a behemoth. Now the Moshe says, my tayyah, we have you the ikra adim risa. It's this root. All right, we'll stop.